Fiction. Alcohol and drug abuse and addiction continue to grow in the Czech Republic, especially among many young people, who, for various reasons, turn to drugs and alcohol to escape. All too often, many end up hitting rock bottom, a bitter reality that Monika Plotzová knows well. The 42-year-old therapist works with groups of alcoholics and drug addicts at the Bohnice Psychiatric Hospital, helping them try to beat their addiction. She's published several books on the subject and has herself battled alcoholism before undergoing treatment 9 years ago. She completed a degree in order to be able to help others. Her latest book, Ventil, translatable as outlet, as in an outlet for escape, is aimed at helping young people avoid the allure of drugs and the dead end of addiction. I caught up with the therapist and author at a Prague seminar this week.
V podstatě je to o partě, která se schází na Karlově náměstí.
The book is the story of a group of young people who hang out on Charles Square, a mix of different characters. It's fiction, but based on real people, including how they end up. Unfortunately, some of the stories are tragic. One of the characters is Teresa, who I knew and liked very much. She was one of those in my group. She came from a very difficult background, no support at home, her mother an alcoholic. At just 15, she had to carry the weight of her family situation on her shoulders, and today she is very badly off. She's at hope's end, and I have to say her family was largely responsible.
Even caring parents say activists often see the warning signs too late. Plotzová's book is also aimed at them. It isn't easy to admit or face the fact one's child may be on drugs, especially a hard drug like the highly addictive pervitin, methamphetamine. The author has seen the very worst.
S těmihle extrémníma jsem se setkávala zprostředkovaně, ale právě v tom centru nízkoprahu.
I came into contact with some very extreme cases in the past at one center, where it was too late and the families had already cut ties. Their kids had changed to the point where their personalities had disintegrated. They were lost, needle marks up and down their arms, suffering hepatitis C, some even with AIDS. In Bohnice, by comparison, you do get cases where at least some families remain involved, listening to their child's problems and remaining supportive.
Jsou ochotní naslouchat těm problémům, který to dítě má.
Specialists like Bohnice's Dr. Václav Dvořák say communities or society as a whole needs to send a different message.
Otázka zní, jako jak je ta společnost tyhle věci schopná přijmout a vlastně v té praxi.
The first question is whether society is ready to tackle the problem and take steps to lower risk of young people getting hooked. Society has to send a message. We always hear about how prevention is needed, but all we ever really witness is when it's too late and you're putting out fires. That isn't right. The Czech Republic is too lenient on alcohol consumption and that doesn't help. Parents drinking, and the risks this can hold for their children, isn't taken seriously. There are plenty of warning signs one can address, but not enough is being done.
To se prostě neřeší.
The challenges are daunting, but that doesn't mean anyone's giving up hope. Monika Plotzová says there is always that, no matter how slim, for clients once in therapy. It's never easy and never overnight. But she points to her own experience with groups at Bohnice, and success stories she's seen.
O závislosti na drogách, alkoholu, prášky jsem napsala v podstatě předchozí tři knihy.
I've been involved with addiction for a while. I myself was addicted to alcohol, and I know it can be beaten. I haven't touched a drop in 9 years. I work with women who have suffered crises in their lives, and because I have mixed groups, there have also been cases where I had both mothers and daughters. The mother hooked on alcohol, the daughter on drugs, both sharing their experiences. I'm certain it is possible to break addiction. There is no full cure. We will always be former addicts, but you can stop. But you mustn't touch alcohol or drugs ever again. I've known people who broke their addiction, some of them after 15 or even 20 programs, but they did.
Ventil is Mrs. Botsova's fourth book on addiction, but the only one to look at drugs and teens. Her publisher, journalist Linka Chervenkova, has high hopes that, like her previous work, the latest book can make a difference.
There are some organizations that are helping years, really, like Dropping or another. I don't know all of them, but I think if we can help just one person would be great. So definitely, because as a profession, I'm journalist and I'm writing about health and psychology and I'm publishing books for kids as well. So this is my mission probably in my life to help people, and this is a kind of my help. Publish these books, so I'd be really happy if it helps somebody. Definitely, I had a good feedback from the books, the three books of Monika Plotsova, which I published last years, from addicted people who rang me or who find contact to me and thanked me that I published this.
Linka Chervenkova also says books on the subject are needed. When she was younger, there were two that were available on the Czech scene, Radek Jon's Memento and the German book Christian F., known in Czech as Migeky ze stanice Zoo, Us Children of Zoo Station.
It's very difficult to go through teenager's age, and it's very easy to use a drug to go or through this life part. And what I would like to say as a publisher is not the best way. There are many other ways past this teenager's time without using drugs, because to start to use them, it's a way to the hell.
And of course, author and therapist Monika Plotsova agrees.
Většina lidí, většina těch mladých necítí doma bezpečí, nekomunikují.
Most of these young people don't feel security at home and don't communicate with their parents. So the first thing they do, they try to escape to join their friends, to find an outlet. They have their personal problems and they just want to escape.
Ventil od problémů svých vlastních.